advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You said funny things.
Yeah. Got him.
That is not okay. I knew you were up to some shit.
Yeah. I just told Dave, I said, you're going to like this, Dave. Just wait.
So I don't even know what to do.
I just screwed Brent. Just screwed him.
No, you got me twice now, and I don't know what to do about it.
Those of you who don't know what just happened is Brent has his OCD moment where he drinks as soon as the person in the song says, please read from sheets, and Brad just skipped over it.
And at the coffee shop, I leave the tip across the tip jar, and the barista is supposed to drop the leftover coin change onto the dollar into the tip jar, and Brad stuffed it in with his bare hand.
Brad is the OCD destroyer.
Yes.
He's trying to help.
Man, I told Dave, I said, watch this. And then Brent, as soon as I started it, Brent didn't realize what was happening until like two seconds in.
I heard you say that, and I was like, what's he going to do?
And then his eyes just got angry at me over the microphones. Like, this is great. I'm taking a drink.
He looked very, very confused here, Brent. You can.
He doesn't know.
I don't know what to do. I literally don't know what to do.
I tried to get.
Oh, wow.
He
really?
Poured it out.
Just pour it out on the carpet?
That one's for his homies.
That's one from our homies.
On our beautiful carpet, you just poured it out. Wow.
Four rows of small batch to the floor.
I just screwed him. That was great.
That's my only reaction.
So we have, so this episode, we have some shout outs. You want to do your shout outs real quick?
Yeah, I want to do a couple of shout outs. Some people who have been hitting us up on social medias, and we always thank it and appreciate it. Really, and I really do appreciate it. Like when I get comments on my Instagram, if someone says like the show's cool or whatever, like it really does kind of motivate you to keep doing a better show. But I wanted to thank Joey Vinoy, who says that we've become his favorite podcast. I think he runs out of Phoenix. Raymond Torres, he reposted a thing I did about the CIA episode, and he also made a tapatio or a not tapatio. What did I say?
Oh my god!
We'll have to edit
Jesus
that.
Christ!
He made an El Yucateco post.
What the fuck?
Shout out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're fucking Brent.
You know what's?
Brent
what's
is
wrong.
Gonna fucking go nuts right
I'll
now.
I'll tell you what's wrong.
What?
You guys fucked with my mojo. That's what just happened. That's the mojo coming back around.
I ain't done nothing wrong yet.
We'll see. What the computer's gonna fucking blow up.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, you
can't mess with my whiskey shot. Fucking.
I fucking destroyed.
I like how he's now giving me an evil eye. Yeah. As if I had anything to do with it other than pointing at him and
That's
laughing.
That's true. That's true.
But
no, I'm mad. I'm offended by your hot sauce comment.
I am. I don't know.
That was brutal.
I think it's because in the last episode I was talking shit about Tapatio, so it got stuck in my brain.
Yeah,
but Raymond Torres, he reposted my CIA post for the CIA episode, which I really appreciated. And he also did some El Yucateco love on a post that he did. And then I thanked him for doing both of those things. And he said, no problem. There's more where that came from. You guys replaced Joe Rogan as my go-to podcast. Keep up the awesome work.
Replaced Joe Rogan?
Yeah. That's been a sentiment of a few people.
Yeah. And then I also want to thank Ryan Rich, who's been talking to me on Instagram. And he's promised us that we're going to get some cool artwork that might have something to do with the unicorn on the cob. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm looking forward to it.
Laser pigeon.
So I want to thank the three of you, just a shout out for you, and apologize to El Yucateco for naming they who shall not be named, even though I talked shit about him last episode. So maybe I'm karmically even.
Yeah.
I think you have to like brush your teeth with XXX on air.
On air.
For such a
bottle of it.
A sin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as a compromise, I'll just eat hash browns tomorrow that have a lot of delicious hot sauce on it.
You were going to do that anyway.
Yes, yeah. I was, because that's what I do most mornings.
So today we're talking about Obama and conspiracies. This isn't going to be a necessarily a political episode. We all have our own political views, but we're talking about conspiracies and things that get spread around, rumors about Obama.
Yeah, you can't.
There's funny stuff.
Yeah, you can't turn over a fucking rock in the conspiracy theory community without running into six Obama conspiracies. Yeah. And some of them are much more serious. Some of them might even be legitimate. And some of them are as fucking ridiculous as you can imagine them possibly being. So we're not focusing on any one.
Yeah.
We just want to cover a breadth of Obama conspiracy theories just to let you know what is out there and what is being said of our.
I'm really the internet and memes and what people believe just because they read something is really getting to me. Like I don't understand how this garbage is going around and people believe it. Like, you know, somebody will put something on a meme or some sort of quote that somebody said, and then it'll get spread around like wildfire, and nobody looks if it's really happened or not. You know, it is just unbelievable to me. But first, I have a few rumors that are going around, or people are asking or saying, or just asking questions, thinking that we do stuff or thinking that we know something. So the first one is
like we, as in the three of us.
Like about the podcast. So like I get a lot of things and we've seen stuff online, you know, on our social media where people ask, you know, oh, well, this podcast does this and you guys did that, or, you know, this is like that other podcast or something else. Some people post things like that. Well, I just want to clear up that I don't listen to podcasts. I don't, there's some people that have hit us up about their podcasts. We'll check them out. But I don't listen to podcasts. I know Brent listens to Joe Rogan whenever he gets five hours to spare. and Dave has yet to find one that he really, really enjoys.
I found a few that I do enjoy listening to. A lot of them are ones that I've gotten to know because we've had communication. But none of, except for maybe Ectoplasm. Like, which we'll talk about ghosts and stuff, which we've done a couple on. I listen to podcasts, but I don't listen to podcasts that do any of the shit that we do.
Yeah, we are not the podcasters. We don't listen actively to podcasts for the most part. We're barely getting into them.
And I really don't listen to any podcasts that have anything to do with what we do.
Yeah, and so put that out there. That's that. The next one is I'm not Mexican. So if you're thinking I'm Mexican, I am not. I am black and it's going to stay that way. I don't change colors. So that's that. It's all I'm going to talk about. The other one circulating around kind of surprised me. And really irritated Tyrone was the rumor going around that he likes white people. That is not true. I'm going to clarify. He hates white people.
He's in the closet about it.
No, I don't think so. No. Are you starting that? Or are you spreading that?
It was me.
He does not like white people. So if you know Tyrone, just know he's real and doesn't lie about that. The other one, Dave is not gay. He's married. So that's that. We won't talk about any more about that. And then people are posting songs like I care. Like they post songs on our post, like they want us to listen to a song about that has something to do with our episodes.
You're mad about Blind Melon still?
No, there's some other ones. Mike Money posted one. And there's been other people that post songs on Instagram. I don't care about your music. I don't care. That's that. So I'm going to put the songs on the end of the tracks that I want, and that's going to be that.
I'll go. Can I say something real quick?
Right, go.
I'm going to tell my family and all my friends, just quit buying me hot sauce. It's not everyone. I'm not into.
Since we're being honest. Yeah,
Like, you know how that happens? Like, grandma likes clocks or roosters or some shit for a kitchen. Everyone starts buying it for the rest of your life. And they're like, I didn't really like roosters that much. Someone bought it that one year. I put two up to be nice. And then it
And now I'm the fucking rooster lady. Yeah.
Everybody sees hot sauce and tries to buy it for me. Thank you for thinking of me, but just buy me all you can. Prosecco if you want, and I'll put it on the shelf in the stock. But
because you're really offending him, Dave said Tabasco sauce or something, and Brent about shit a brick.
Yeah, it's like I'm married and you're trying to like hook me up with other chicks or something. I already found El Yucateco Triple X.
He found his love.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I found it. Don't buy me Louisiana whatever crawdaddy super hot atomic butt. I'm good.
Louisiana crawdaddy
super hot atomic butt.
Yeah. Is, I'm good. Thank you.
Although that is a delicious brand of hot sauce.
That's El Yucateco's next flavor coming out.
I'm seeing hot sauce already. I'm committed and let's just move on.
He really is.
You can buy me beef jerky.
That's funny.
I'll take beef jerky.
Brent over here. Since we're being honest about rumors, don't buy me hot sauce, you fucking assholes. That's great. You have anything you want to get off your chest, Dave?
Yeah.
Over there. You good?
How about that shirt, sexy?
No. See, I'm assuming Brad made up the fact that people were spreading a rumor that I'm gay, but now I just don't think
it. No, that was Brent too. No, Brent spread the rumor about
my shirt off.
It wasn't me. It was LaRon.
Yeah, LaRon spread the rumor that Tyrone likes white people and that Dave's gay. No, I just had to throw that in there to irritate you.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. I didn't want you to feel left out. So anyway, Obama conspiracies and rumors that people believe.
Michelle's a man. That's the big one.
That's the one that Brent can't get over.
And again, that was one that...
But that's not a conspiracy. That's true. Let's move on.
In one of the Instagrams, Ryan Rich actually asked that we discuss the fact of the Michelle Obama being a man. He said obviously it wasn't enough to cover a whole hour. But
unavoidable thing. Like it came... I was trying to move past it to get to other things.
That's the one I didn't see. Like really? I have all kinds of them.
I already knew that one. Yeah, I didn't look
I knew that one.
So what are some of the facts?
So
what
do we... the thing that people pick out is like just anatomical measurements of things like your ring finger.
So she looks like a tranny is what you're saying.
You know, it's just, I'm sure that people are just different. I mean, it's probably not a rule across the board. There has to just be variations, right? But the
thing
there's
women that look like men.
I looked at everyone's fingers. Let me see your fingers, Dave. Hold your hand up like that. Let's see. Yeah, Dave's right. We're all correct. So on a man, your index finger is, wait, let me see yours. Oh yeah, you're good. Let me see it again, Dave. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
What are you doing?
So I'm just trying to make sure. Fuck? So apparently your index finger should be, your ring finger should be longer than your index finger if you're a man. And if you're a woman, it absolutely is supposed to not be. It's shorter. That's just the way that the bone structure works on females versus males.
Okay.
I looked at a bunch of stuff like trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like on just pictures and whatnot.
This really got Brent.
Yeah.
He's really into it.
Like yeah, he is.
My 7-year-old son's asleep. Like I was like picking up my son's hand while he's sleeping. Like looking at his hand. I was like, yep, even at 7, it's not a grown thing. It already is.
Dad, that's not creepy.
Yeah. So you can look lots of pictures. Her fingers are longer than Barack's. Like when they're waving and stuff, it looks like a man's hand proportionately. Mm-hmm. If that theory is true about the anatomic measurements, the other one is shoulder width. There's a bunch of things like they show a bunch of scales and stuff. People get crazy about this thing. So apparently a man should be, I don't know if this is going to work with Dave. We're going to measure Dave later. In his pants, but the height of your head from top of your head to chin being one head height, your entire body height should be equivalent to 8 of your head. And in women, it's 7.
Well, that's like wingspan, like saying that your wingspan is your height.
Right.
But that's not necessarily true. Some people have longer arms.
So Michelle is 8, and that's what
and a lot of these like I ran into a lot of these measurements because they're taught to you when you're studying art, because when you draw the human form, you're basically taught somebody fingertip to fingertip, if you're spread out, should be the same height as measure head to toe. And again, mine isn't because I'm 6'4"
because you have gigantism.
But fingertip to fingertip, I'm like 6'7".
And he has baby hands and smells of cabbage. It's really weird.
And your mic smells like cat piss.
Apparently, dude. I think you guys fucked with me. It's my pop stopper. Like, you're just slowly torturing me today. You guys put something on my pop stopper. Someone snuck down here and did something.
I just poured a glass of cat piss on your pop stopper.
So the other one is her shoulder width, and they show it standing next to other women, and that she wears certain dresses and things to accentuate certain features. She is buff though. Like she's yoked. Like she has crazy traps, crazy shoulders. There's a picture Brent's of her like jealous. Holding her arms up. She's yeah.
I think
ripped,
Brent's
dude.
In love.
I think so.
So he loves trannies. Apparently the width of a male's head should be, you should be able to fit three male heads across their shoulder width. And on women, it's only
one and a half
or something. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
They did it on a bunch of celebrity pictures. They go like, here's a woman, here's a woman, here's a woman, here's a woman.
It doesn't make any sense.
This whole show is not going to make any fucking sense. It's like crazy Obama conspiracies. I'm just showing the things why the crazy.
I believed this before you started talking about it. Now I'm like, this isn't. Yeah.
I believed it until I heard the evidence.
Yeah. People get into it. It gets so crazy that they're like, oh, well, he was raised by a transgender nanny, which is real. I looked that part up. Like, he really did have some transgender. Not why that matters, I don't know.
He was.
Well, he could have went after a woman with. No, your features.
Early you're child
there's
development.
There's people that like women who are buff. You know what I mean? Who are weightlifters and like that are buffer than men. That have manly features.
So look how crazy it gets. Though there's someone that actually has this whole page and a whole video that says that Michelle Obama was actually born Michael LaVon Robinson in Chicago, Illinois, on January 17th, 1967, to a like cocaine dealer, and that she or he was a star athlete in football, but always amongst friends admitted that he was a woman trapped inside a man's body or whatever. Ever, you know, did this whole thing, had a sex change, moved away to this other place, met Barack. People are crazy deep into this. Like, they have made an effort, even if it's to falsify it, they have gone over the limit. On there's the Ellen DeGeneres thing where and they zoom me, in on her crotch and there's a wiener in her white pants.
Let me ask. Wait.
You
see that?
Let's not gloss over the Ellen DeGeneres wiener in a white pants.
She's dancing on stage and there is video after video after video.
Maybe she's got a big clit or something. Like, I don't know. She got massive curtains.
There's a couple spots where I'm like, okay, maybe something's moving in there. I don't know. But it could just be the wrinkle
Dave
of the
just
pants.
Lost it.
You know, but there's dudes on stage. Yeah. And their wiener's not flopping around in their pants, you know, but they're not wearing her MC Hammer jammer pants. Like, so I don't know.
MC Hammer jammer pants?
Dave, what if also, I'm just, yeah. I'm, what if she just likes to wear a fake wiener when she dances?
Yeah.
There's a speech.
It attracts men, apparently.
There's a speech where, they highlight and they reference, where Barack Obama says, Michael and I would like to thank, and like calls her Michael. And just moves on. And then that's where they go to this whole Michael LaVon Robinson thing.
Well, here's the thing. I've been married to a woman named Erica for a very long time. And I can think of three or four different times where I've said Eric instead of Erica. Doesn't mean she has a penis.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like that silence. I held it. I wanted to talk so bad.
I knew you were going to hold it.
I let it hang.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you have, I mean, a fucking name slip does not prove fucking transgender. Like, sorry.
Hey, I'm just saying what I found on the internet. I'm with you.
Oh, trust me. I'm going to spit some shit in a little while. And I don't expect that you're going to think I agree with it.
They also think Jennifer Aniston and who's the tennis player? Both of their finger lengths are incorrect, so they must be men or something. What's the buff?
I don't agree with that.
That chick's yoked.
What's
Serena
one?
Williams?
Serena Williams.
Yeah. Both of them. The sisters are.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like hip width, all kinds of weird stuff.
Well, the thing with body anatomy is it doesn't have to be exact. Like, yes, 90% of women maybe are that way, but there's going to be other women because their dad was bigger or, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, that's saying like a man with has a woman toned voice.
Right. I can't believe how much Alex Jones like publicly supports this theory. Like, I know he's crazy, but like he really goes on this one.
Yeah, like, what does it matter? Like, what really?
Ultimately,
what does it
matter? Yeah, that's because a very good point. What the fuck does it matter?
Because what does gay marriage matter? A bunch of people give a shit. It's weird.
It doesn't really matter.
Because people use it to say, oh, we got the first gay president. It's and it great. Leads into a whole bunch of other shit. Right. And they try to use this to justify the
He's
other,
not gay.
Gay
he's
stuff.
Bi. Like, there's two different things.
And she could have that chromosomal defect or whatever, where they're like, you're a man on the inside genetically, but you have female, you know, body type.
Organs, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, just because, you know, 90% of women are you know,
way.
Anatomically one way doesn't make every single person that way.
Right,
right.
Like, people are born with no limbs. Does that make it, you know what I mean? Does that make them transgender? No. Like, because their wingspan doesn't match up with their length or whatever. It doesn't make any sense, you know, like. So,
oh, I'm
anyway.
With you. I hate that. I feel like a scapegoat, she's a man. No, no, no. But.
I think that it's, I'm not attacking you. I'm saying that is goofy. Like, no, I really think it's
first
childish.
Thing that comes
it's
up
childish.
It's
something
Obama
you would,
conspiracy.
It's something you would call him in grade school. Right. Oh, Michelle, I don't like her. I'm going to call her Michael.
I'm going to call her Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, it's, Michael.
It's just goofy. Like,
In your research, did you guys run into the discussion that Obama himself had of his favorite Obama conspiracy theory?
Oh, I've seen that before. I didn't run into that. I was actually didn't even look for it.
Yeah, he
I totally forgot about it.
In an interview, they were asking him about the conspiracy theories, and he said that, and this was very recent, and he said that his favorite one is a quote from him, quote, that military exercise we were doing in Texas that was designed to begin martial law so that I could usurp the Constitution and stay in power longer. Anybody who thinks I could get away with telling Michelle I'm going to be president any longer than 8 years does not know my wife.
That's because he's funny and so clever.
Yeah, he is funny and clever. But he said that he did say that the idea of the Jade Helm, FEMA concentration camp, et cetera, was his favorite of the Obama conspiracies.
Yeah. I have to say,
and I also have to say, if you haven't gone back in our catalog, early on, we did an episode on the Jade Helm, and the FEMA concentration camps, et cetera.
Before it actually happened, we talked about it.
So I do want to give a plug. So if you're curious about Jade Helm, FEMA concentration camps, go back into our catalog and listen to that one.
I don't think the repealing of the 22nd Amendment thing is that crazy, though. I don't know about tying the Jade Helm, but with like Trump and Hillary as your choices, that whole thing, like I could see his approval rating has skyrocketed because of who the other choices are. I could see some crazy event, a nuclear power plant blowing up or something, and declaring
a
state of martial law.
I would not choose him. It would suspend the election, though.
I'm just saying, like, some other shit's going down. I could see them suspending the election and then him remaining in power.
You had Bush and Clinton, and you know what I mean? Ross Perot in an election. You know what I mean? Like, what's different about this?
Yeah, fucking what's her ass from fucking Alaska in an election.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's the difference? Joe Biden has been our vice president, who, from what I know, is a deaf mute. And I mean, like, this is like, it's crazy. Like, there's so much. The issue is, like I said earlier, the internet. You know what I mean? And people not doing their research. Like, it's funny because we do a little bit of research on these shows and people comment and ask us, how do you guys, you know, have the time to do all this research? It's like, read, watch a video or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I guess it's just laziness. Like, people see something. Oh, that's funny. And then they tell everybody else.
Right, right. And so then it's just absolutely ridiculous. But yeah,
and the base of it is women. I just want to get to that. No, I'm just kidding.
What just happened?
There's a ton of conspiracies that I'll mention some of on the show, but I won't nearly cover this list. There's an article by the magazine Mother Jones.
It's a comprehensive
list of all of the Obama conspiracies that the author could find. And it is a very long article and it doesn't go into a ton of detail on each of them. Some of them would just get a sentence or two, but if you want an idea of some of them, a lot of them that I'm going to talk about today actually come from there. And a lot of them obviously deal with different Muslim connections. One of them was that, and again, once you start to look into them, it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? One of them is that Obama is in the pocket of the Muslim Brotherhood and of ISIS, and that he serves them. And then when I started reading it, I was like, well, A, this is fucking ridiculous. And B, I looked into it and the fucking crazy televangelist Billy Graham, his son Franklin Graham is the one who's spreading this for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah, and they're not spreading lies.
No. And he said that he thinks that Obama is trying to help the Muslim Brotherhood take over the world. And there's tons of them.
I like the sham weirdo pervert section.
Yeah. Do you have any of those you want to cover?
So, yeah. Gay orgy murder cover up.
Yeah. And that was supposedly before he got elected the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He went to Mars as a teen.
Oh, I got a lot on that.
Do you? You want to go into it?
Yeah, let's go into it. Okay. So one of the biggest ones, this is maybe my second favorite. I just know that this is
just the fucking title.
Yeah.
went to Mars as a teen. Okay.
So
we talked about it before a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about it before a little bit. But the idea here is that DARPA invented something that I think, if I'm remembering the conspiracy right, they invented something called a jump room. And if you go and stand in the jump room, you come out of a jump room in Mars. And awesome. I got this
sounds
from a
great.
Couple. Yeah, I got this from a couple of places. Actually, this might have all come from one place. There's an author, great name, named Alfred Lambremont Webbery. And he writes for UFODigest.com. And here's a quote from him. And these are two names that are involved in it. A guy named Basiago and a guy named Stillings are involved in this conspiracy theory about Mars. But he says, Andrew D. Basiago, a lawyer in Washington State who served in DARPA's time travel program Project Pegasus in the 1970s, and fellow chrononaut William B. Stillings, who was tapped by the Mars program for his technical genius, have publicly confirmed that Obama was enrolled in their Mars training class in 1980.
Yeah.
And that each later encountered Obama during visits to the rudimentary U.S. facilities on Mars that took place between 1981 and 1983.
So they met on Mars?
So they met young Barack Obama in 1980, and then they saw him while he was getting training on Mars between 81 and 83.
But he was getting training on Mars or on Mars? Like, was he there?
Yeah, he was on Mars.
Holy
getting
shit.
Getting training.
Okay.
So according to Mr. Basiago and Stillings, in summer 1980, they attended a 3-week factual seminar about Mars to prepare them for trips that were later to be taken to Mars via teleportation. The courses were taught by remote viewing pioneer Major Ed Dames, who was then serving as a scientific and technical intelligence officer for the U.S. Army. They state that 10 teenagers were enrolled in the Mars training program. In addition to Basiago and Stillings, two of the 8 other teenagers in Major Dame's class were Barack Obama, who was then using the name Barry Soyotoro, and Regina Duncan, who Mr. Obama appointed as the 19th director and first female director of DARPA in 2009.
I just like how detailed they are. Like, it sounds so real, even though
it's
so crazy.
Yeah, except when they say they met him on Mars.
Yeah, I know.
Teleporting through the DARPA jump room.
Yeah. Like, come on.
I bet I could come up with a crazy idea, and with Dave's sci-fi writing skills, like, me and you could come up with a crazy idea.
You know what? People have come up with crazier ones, like Scientology.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. And people believe it.
Yeah. So so if you see online,
that's actually more believable than Scientology, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it is as well. But so yeah, he went by the name Barry Soyotoro. But in 1980,
that was his name or whatever. Like, he, that is a real thing. That part is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So in 1980, I don't know how young that would have made him in 1980.
Because his parents got divorced and she remarried, and then he went by that name in allegedly Hawaii or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So that really was his original name.
And Major Ed Dames, I mean, he's worthy of a show, to be honest. He's the Air Force, I want to say. He was an Air Force major, and he was in charge of the remote far viewing project that occurred in the late 70s, early 80s.
The Men Who Stare at Goats?
With the Men Who Stare at Goats was like a comedy based upon it,
right.
But the whole idea, a lot of it deals with Ed Dames. There's a couple of other people whose names are blank. I'm drawing a blank on right now. I think it was Ingo Swan was another one, but remote far viewing, they could train you to look at things with your brain. But apparently he was training young Barack Obama in 1980 to use the jump room to go to Mars. I don't know how this conspiracy theory makes me lose a little bit of respect in Barack Obama.
Right.
Because if I had a laundry list of conspiracy theories
that
about
been a
me,
good one.
This would have been my fucking favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's like because it wouldn't FEMA, have been the FEMA, Jane Helm. The FEMA. Yeah, that because that was real. But then it got spread too
right.
much.
This was fucking. Yeah.
Did you guys like, see the scars bonkers. On his head thing?
No.
There's tons and tons of pictures and videos of scars on his head.
Well, he was a slave.
I have to speak for him. Like,
I have to say, Barack Obama is not black either. He's not a black man.
He's black.
He's black, like color wise, but he's not of black origin, though. Like Africa.
What do you mean?
He's not African black. Right? Isn't he Middle Eastern black or Hawaiian black?
No, I think he's African.
Let Brad
black.
Roll around on that.
What?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
No, I think his dad
was asking a question.
I think his dad was African black.
Was he? I'm just asking. Maybe we didn't do enough research.
His dad's from Kenya.
I didn't. Is it? That would make him, that would be African.
So he's black. Yeah. His mom's white.
What about the scars on his head?
The scars on his head look, like I said, like the procedure, like a procedure was done. Like I've seen like brain surgery scars before, and he literally looks like he has had something done to his head. Like it doesn't look like, oh, you got hit in the head by a sharp object and it left that little nick where you don't grow hair. It's like a line through his hair and scalp. I'll try to look it up while you guys are talking.
Well, yeah, the Democrats put somebody else's brain in his head.
One of the theories is like, anything
he's
crazy
got,
from
he's
like.
He's got robot he had a brain, in his head.
Manchurian candidate all the way to like robot and aliens implanted into his head. There's a bunch of theories.
So
about it.
He's a lizard. That's one of them.
That's a big one, that he's one of the key lizard people. I mean, lizard people deserves its own show at some point. But the idea of the Illuminati lizard people, he's definitely considered. And so is Michelle,
the leader.
She's considered to be a lizard,
along with Lil Wayne and Jay-Z
and Beyonce, his girlfriend.
Now I'm confused on this one, because wasn't George W. Bush, wasn't he the Antichrist? Because the conspiracy now is that Obama's the Antichrist. So how is it that every fucking president is the Antichrist?
Well, you're just,
because once something doesn't come to pass, it's always like, if you look on YouTube, it's like the reason the world's going to end in 2016, and then it doesn't. And then you can find 100 new videos in 2017 that are going to say the apocalypse and why it's going to happen in 2017.
Because the president.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a go-to thing. Like, I doubt I'm ever going to I'm never going to get like a bad Taco Bell order and be like, that motherfucker is the Antichrist.
Why isn't like the leader of like Europe or like leader of Germany or Putin or, you know, somebody the Antichrist? Like, are they the Antichrist overseas?
Probably.
Like, are there multiple Antichrists?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I'm sure there's a lot. And Brent just showed me the scars on Obama's head, and I have to wonder.
I've seen them.
I have to wonder if it's keloids, because a friend of mine.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's a big
A
friend of mine has keloids, which is a condition that tends to happen to
maybe
Africans.
It's a white cornrow.
The scar tissue keeps building up.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who, if you get your hair buzzed short all the time, they have like lines of keloid scars on their head from getting their head constantly buzzed down with clippers.
So.
Either that, or they put Robot Abe Lincoln's brain
that,
in his head.
And if they can do a brain transplant, why have a scar? I'm just saying.
Right.
Just putting it out there.
If he did transplant his brain, you'd think they'd say, you know, grow out like a quarter inch afro.
And you know, Robot Abe Lincoln could not resist for 8 years to not wear a top hat
or to do the robot.
Yeah.
Like, so those are two.
That evidence right there, that's
just based
out.
On
just based on that.
You know, although maybe at night in the fucking Oval Office, he's putting on his top hat and doing the robot. Maybe he has to get it out.
his campaign was funded by drug money. I like that one.
And by Muslim terrorist groups.
Oh, that too got added to it.
Yeah, that's another one that got added to it. He's bringing 100 million Muslims to America. In order to convert the country to an Islamic nation. So it's
going to.
Well, here's the thing,
invernally.
Though. Here's the thing, though. It's happening by the end of the second term.
Mm-hmm.
So like here in the next couple of months, we're going to get about 100 million Muslims, like worth a third of our nation.
Oh, so this didn't happen. This didn't happen over his term. It's going to happen still.
Well, the theory's been around for a while, but it's going to happen by the end of his second term. I'm just saying he needs to really fucking ramp that one up if he's going to do it by November. But
that could happen. There could be boats on their way right now.
Yeah.
Like three months to get here.
Like with fucking 100 million
Muslims just in a bunch of sea trains.
What did we allow 20,000 war evacuees in or something like that? Like quite a stretch.
That's. So his real dad was Malcolm X or Frank M. Davis.
Yes. Those are both out there. They think that the Frank M. Davis might have been his father, and that he had a nose job to change his nose to not look like him. And then there's another conspiracy theory out there that Malcolm X is his father, which is fucking legit. I love that one.
That wouldn't be so crazy.
He also apparently has no pictures of his children as infants, and that they're adopted. They really don't look like either one of them, though. Like, I did look at that a little bit. They don't look
like
parents.
At their physical appearance to see if they look like men?
They just used head and shoulders.
His daughter, by the way, could be pregnant.
Oh, is that one?
That's one of them. Yeah.
Well, she could. Like,
Yeah.
Big deal.
Except for like, she's, I don't like, know. Except for don't she's know like 14.
Well, she still could. I don't know if that's a fucking conspiracy theory. That could happen to any 14 year old.
So we can, you want me to go through this list of things and you guys can decide whether they're true or false?
Yeah, give me a list.
So we have
some other great
ones out there. So I have a list. Actually, there is a shit ton of just things Obama has done, things about Obama, and your choices are true, false, or maybe.
Can it be no Obama, Obama? Obama being yes, no Obama being no?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, or what? So. What's the maybe? Internet fucking lies?
Osama?
No.
There you go.
Obama, Osama.
Osama.
Obama. That's the maybe. Obama, that's the no maybe Obama or in Osama. The middle. There like, you
go. So, there is a theory Obama is Osama if you haven't seen that one.
Yeah. So if it's a mixture, like, you know, yeah, like maybe. Half true, we'll that's the Osama. Osama.
Okay.
Yeah. Obama is
true.
True.
And
no Obama is false. Okay. So I'll go through some. I'll try and pick out some that look legit. All right. So Obama issues kill order for bald eagles.
Maybe some environmental thing where he had to save something because
I'm going to say no Obama.
You're saying it's false.
I'm saying it's false.
I'll say Obama just because.
You're saying it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you're both wrong. It's a mixture.
Okay.
So he did somewhat, he didn't necessarily put out a kill order, but he basically let some wind power companies kill bald eagles without penalty. So basically the big windmills,
right.
if it kills a bald eagle, they're not going to get penalized for it.
Well,
it's kind of not, it's not a kill order,
right.
But he's not penalizing them.
Okay.
You know, jail time and whatever else you would get for.
What's the chances,
you
know? They would even see that occur and catch them or anything, you know?
And you got this on.
This is from Snopes. Yeah, these are all from Snopes. So they are pretty legit. They've done their background.
I don't think there should
homework.
Be any middle stuff. That's just weird. It should be true or false.
And by the way, any listener listening, like if you ever run into some shit that you hear and you don't know whether it's true or not, I highly recommend you go to Snopes.com and do a search.
Yeah, so
for
basically
it.
Anything you see on Facebook
they,
or Instagram,
people,
any memes.
Like
yeah.
Do research to confirm or deny various rumors.
And for instance, there was a meme that said Michelle Obama had said something about, you know, everything that's going on is because of white people. And which is just somebody put that on a meme of
right.
her smiling right. and saying right. some fucking yeah. horrible thing about white people.
Right.
And then guess what? All the white people spread it, you know,
right.
like,
right.
And so you can check all those facts, you know, on Snopes. Okay, Obama declares Islam as America's religion.
No Obama.
No Obama.
That's correct. It's false. So that is a rumor that.
But it's out there.
And a conspiracy theory right. about that. He did not do that, though.
And those of you who are thinking, no one would think that. Well, they fucking do. And that's why it's
yeah.
on Snow.
So, yeah. So this is one that I saw. You guys might have saw it too on Facebook. There was a video. Pilot refuses to let Obama board helicopter until he salutes a Marine.
Obama.
So, you're saying that's true.
I saw that and read
okay.
it.
Okay.
So, or I could be bluffing.
No, I'm saying, no, I'm saying I saw that video. I saw it too. Yeah. So
I don't know that the pilot said it, but he clearly enters the plane. There is some conversation that goes down. Obama comes yeah. back out. Yeah.
I'm going to say Osama on this one.
You're going to say maybe kind of both.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go false. They say that the claim was that the pilot refused to let him on the helicopter until he saluted because he failed to salute the Marine. He walks onto the plane. There's a video. But it says that the president boarded the plane, to Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah.
It was published by several news media sources, but was not the case. He went in, put something up and come back out, salute the Marine. So I don't think that there was a conversation between the pilot and Obama.
It looked like they talked about. I don't know what would he be putting away.
Let me
set my wallet down real quick. He had like the nuclear football codes in his pocket. He's like,
well, maybe he fucking walked into the helicopter and was like, oh shit, I forgot to salute that guy.
Yeah,
he
that I believe.
Back out and
yeah.
saluted. Yeah. You know, disrespectful bastard.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you can read it. It's kind of a long article, but that one Snopes found false. The other one that floated around was the ID card. The Obama school ID.
What was it?
The fake school ID.
You just told us it's fake?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know what you like.
Well, this is the thing. Or? A false Obama student ID from
that
the Columbia.
Had a false
yeah,
ID?
This is the picture of his student ID that was false. It was falsified.
Oh,
and this was the conspiracy that he had a false Columbia student ID.
I'm saying,
but this was that he used this though. That he used the ID. That this was his ID.
I'm saying,
and it has the Barry Satoru on it. So
I'm gonna say the part.
Let me make it clear. Okay, this is the ID that he falsified this ID and used it, and this ID picture circulated around.
I'm gonna say no.
So you're saying
see,
no?
See, the part of me that knows college students and who want to do underage drinking think maybe he had one so he could like get into parties or something, but I'm still gonna say no, Obama.
Okay, yeah, so that's false. So there was no fake student ID that he had that he used. It was actually the ID of Thomas Luggery. They had a different picture on it, and somebody photoshopped it, of course.
Right. Fucking what a surprise.
Let's go. Obama took $2.6 billion from veterans for Syrian refugees. I don't know if you've heard that one or not.
I haven't heard that one, but I'm going to say no Obama on that one.
Brent, he's reading the long article that
I watched the helicopter video of him going in. It looks like he definitely walks straight past.
He
the
does.
Guy. Doesn't look
he
down.
Does.
It's an
he
helicopter.
Has a conversation with the flight crew and comes back out.
He does come back out. Yeah,
but yeah, from what they figured out was that he didn't. It wasn't the pilot telling him to go back out and salute the Marine. He went out and did it on his own. So. Right.
He says, like, you can see he holds up his finger, like, hold on, I'll be right
well,
back.
Well, that was the,
yeah,
that was the ISIS, really? Actually the Muslim gang. Oh,
yeah, that was the Muslim gang.
The Muslim gang
totally
sign that
different
he held up.
Conspiracy theory that when he holds one finger up, it's a Muslim.
Yeah, when he tells
sign.
You to hold on, he's telling you the Muslim gang sign. Yeah.
Or if your child ever counts to one, he's actually.
He's Muslim now.
He's representing ISIS.
Have Muslim you guys seen now. The one at the speech where the guy says, don't touch my girlfriend or whatever? And then he like hugs her and kisses her. That really happened. There's a video I've seen it before. Like he's at some like town hall or something. Some guy doesn't like Obama, and like he puts his hand on the girl, and the guy yells like, "Don't touch my girlfriend." And
why are they there?
He gives her, they're like she's speaking. You know, it's just like public speaking. Like the president's going to be at the town hall.
You know what? Like we talked about this before. You know, to keep it away from I mean, it's hard to talk about Obama without politics.
Sure,
but. There's a difference. You can not like somebody for their policies, and you can not like somebody maybe for, you know, stuff that they're doing that maybe you disagree with, but you don't have to be an idiot. You know what I mean? Like you can still appreciate that person is an intelligent
he's
human
hilarious
being.
He's hilarious and super
yeah,
smart.
I mean,
super
yeah,
charming.
I just
funny, man.
I just don't understand where these people get.
He's definitely the coolest president we've ever had.
I don't know. I disagree. Bill Clinton was way cooler than him. Bill Clinton was way
saxophone.
Blacker.
I don't know. That's sexy sax. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Maybe for that time period.
Getting head in the Oval Office.
Yeah, that, you don't.
They all
do
that.
You
that
don't,
probably always happens.
You don't appreciate the smoothness of playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall if you weren't alive watching it happen as a sentient adult.
We'll have to do a side-by-side on that. We'll have to go back and look at it.
Just because he's black doesn't make him cool.
But no, I do happen to agree that Obama's cooler. His episode.
I think Reagan was cooler. Actually,
was
Kennedy.
On,
like Kennedy, though. What cookie, about Kennedy?
When his cookies don't
fucking
fit in the milk.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he's
and
like,
he says,
thanks
Obama.
Yeah.
And so
that shit's hilarious.
His fucking the comedy speeches he gives for the press fucking conferences are.
I wonder if
off
he writes that. You think he writes
funny.
It?
No.
The he might write some of it. I'm sure he's got a staff of writers. Yeah. Every president does.
Says right here, his ghostwriters is Bill Ayers.
That's right.
So
that's another conspiracy theory. Bill Ayers is he was a leftist terrorist who had who was also a politician in Chicago later on. And he did have run-ins with Obama because they were both politicians in Chicago.
Yeah.
And because they happened to be at the same event here or the same event there, people think they were best friends, and people think that he ghost wrote a bunch of his different books, specifically the one, what was it called? Something of My Father. I can't remember what it was.
Memoirs of
Whispers
My Father.
Whispers or Memoirs?
I can't remember what it was called. Oh, Dreams from My Father. And actually a show listener, Rob Gomez, recommended that we look into the Bill Ayers thing and mention that. So shout out to him and thanks for the, and I do want to pause right now because I did a call on Facebook this week to ask for some topic suggestions. And I've done that three or four times and we get like, we get a dozen topics, like four of which we would be like, oh, that's a cool topic. We can definitely, it's not too specific. It's not too broad. Like that's a good topic. This time, oh my fucking God, there were like almost 80 comments. And within some of the comments were like five, six, seven, like we're still sorting data.
I had to look, each one up. I didn't know what some of that stuff was.
And I'm not talking shit. It's fucking legit. But if we don't get to your topic for a long time, it's because we are currently, I spent 20 minutes the other night typing up a list of the topics and the people who suggested them. And I looked and I was only a fucking third of the way done. And
Dave's,
I was like,
pissed.
Okay, fuck.
Yeah. We're like, hey, what do you guys want to do? Like, I don't know. I can't even get through this goddamn list.
I'm trying to give shout outs if you mentioned them in that list on the Obama thing, but I do want to thank you guys. That was a fucking massive.
And that's the public ones. People like, we're still getting them on private messages.
Yeah. We get private messages.
Legit. I appreciate it. Like fucking shout out to those of you who gave us that.
The other thing too, I just want to do a small critique on the topics. And we appreciate them. Like it's great. Cause we're always looking for new stuff and we want to know what you want to hear about
for sure.
And we try and take topics that are not so bland. You know what I mean? Like I want to take a topic and I always fight about this, you know, like I don't find a topic to be, maybe exciting to talk about, you know what I mean? Because we got to want to talk about it. So, you know, so some topics won't get picked because of those reasons, that maybe it will be boring or maybe it won't. I don't know. We just look into it and, you know, and do them. So, but thank you guys. It is appreciated.
Yeah.
Can we talk about crack pipes and blowjobs in a limo?
Yeah. Hit me with that.
Yeah.
So in, allegedly, when Obama was a senator, a guy came out 10 years later, a guy named Larry Sinclair, who claims to, he was in a limo and he told the limo driver, hey, is there anyone in town that could show me a good time, is how he phrased it. And the limo driver called, apparently, Barack Obama at the time, and they met up at a club called Alibis.
And this was in Chicago pre-president, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was a senator or something. He was still...
This is when he was still Barry.
Yeah. So they show up at this club.
Barry.
Called Alibis.
He was Barry from the block back then.
And he meets Obama and he introduced himself by name. It's clearly him or whatnot. Yeah. And so it's like him, the limo driver, and Obama. And the guy, Larry Sinclair, apparently says, man, I could really use a few lines. And Barack says, oh, I can set that up, and makes a phone call. They get back in the limo and drive somewhere. The Larry Sinclair guy gives Barack $250. He goes and buys Coke, gets back in the limo. The Larry Sinclair guy does a couple lines of coke, and Barack Obama allegedly pulls out a glass pipe and starts smoking crack in the back of the limo. And then Larry Sinclair gives him a blowjob in the back of the limo.
This story is coming from the guy that bought the crack, or that wanted crack and gave him a blowjob.
Wanted coke.
Like this already just
wanted coke. Yeah. It's such a widespread rumor that if you go to Urban Dictionary, the term Obama is getting a blowjob from a guy in the back of a limo while you do coke.
Yeah, but Urban Dictionary, anybody can add that in.
I know.
That's true.
I know,
so
but still.
This is the other thing, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know how people can get behind this stuff. Like Obama. Well, you know what? Maybe it is true because crack was an epidemic.
He went to his house the next day, apparently, or something. They met up again.
Black people got hit hard.
He apparently gave Obama like four blowjobs or something. And he talks in detail about like him caressing his ear and running his fingers through his hair as he pulls.
What
his
I
want to
know,
does
he have like a specific mole or something?
There was some quote.
Yeah, does he bring any evidence to the table?
They said, what does Obama's wiener look like? And he said it was tiny, like a little white man's. That's what it said. Like a little white man's peepee. That was the quote. I think.
What the hell's wrong with this guy? Like, did he have a piece of DNA evidence, like pube in his teeth?
I don't know.
Something. Like, you got to bring that to the table.
Once again, I pulled it off the internet and put it on my notepad here.
That's fucking
giving
great.
It to you guys.
Wow. You do what you want with that one.
Yeah, you do what you want. That's a big one, though. And he's like publicly has said that. Like, if you look up Larry Sinclair, there's going to be a ton of shit about that.
That guy's just looking for fame.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, Jesus
he got
Christ.
It.
Did you hear about Obama ruining the dollar intentionally? This was a whole thing. This was a thing that
well,
I
that makes
about
sense that, because the dollar costs more to make, just like the penny. He should have ruined the penny.
There was a huge thing. Like every time Obama did anything that was against the economy, like the argument was he's destroying the American dollar and nothing's going to be worth any money except for gold. And there was this huge like run on gold, and some reporters started looking into it, and it wasn't that hard to uncover. But the fucking blowhard Glenn Beck was pretty much behind it,
right?
Because every time Obama would do something against it, like anything that might harm us financially or did harm us financially, he would start on his show to say, this is some bullshit. Like, you know, we're losing all of our money.
He's the only thing that's
left
the
is the only thing left is gold. You have to buy gold now.
And Obama's taking it all.
And Obama's taking it all. And by the way, if you go to this company called Goldline, they'll sell you gold.
Yeah.
And of course, Goldline was giving him a kickback and was a sponsor.
Right.
And Goldline was extra shitty because, and here again, this is all part of the glory that is Glenn Beck. He, Goldline wasn't selling them bullion at like gold cost. They were selling them foreign currency that happens to be made out of gold because it was easier to radically inflate those prices and charge whatever they wanted to without looking at a market.
Right.
So they started. So basically Glenn Beck was telling all of his listeners, Obama's trying to fuck you, go buy gold from this company. And then that company fucked everybody and charged them way more for the gold than they should have. And when Congress started to actually look into this company and how they were exploiting people and like selling feet, you know, illegally or immorally or whatever, Beck's response was, the senator's last name was Weiner, who was calling for it. So he told everyone to draw pictures or Photoshop a Wiener onto the guy's nose and flood the Congress with images of the guy with a Wiener.
Isn't Wiener the guy that got busted for dick pics or whatever?
I think it might have been the same.
Yeah.
For Wiener picks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Don't they have something better to do with their time?
So
I think that's where like, that's where this shit's bad. Like Glenn Beck and fucking, you know, Alex Jones and, you know, they tarnish their own reputation with
sometimes Alex Jones has like good stuff. We're like, okay, I'm behind
he does.
Like,
well, Alex Jones does.
He's already made himself look crazy,
right,
though.
Right.
Like, well, he's already made himself over the top.
No, that
crazy.
Was the thing.
Like,
early on in Alex Jones's career, he did some shit that was like, fuck, that like really blew my mind. Like, that was some cool shit he just did. But he's gone so off the deep end that even the shit that I used to think was cool and legitimate, now I'm like, nope, not so much. He's a crazy.
Yeah.
There's some cool theories that he's actually Bill Hicks. Have you seen that? Like, that he's the comedian Bill Hicks? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
One thing that Alex Jones was saying about Obama, by the way, was that he used weather modification to cause Hurricane Sandy so that he could do a quick Hurricane Sandy cleanup because it was right before his second election. So he thinks that Obama used technology to create Hurricane Sandy to destroy the East Coast so that he could already have everything in place to do a super clean cleanup, and then everybody would elect him to be president the second time. So that's another Alex Jones hit.
Well, that Osama SEAL Team 6 was kind of that kind of thing too, you know? No body, no evidence, just did it.
Well, Osama's in Cuba.
Apparently. Yeah, and then that was like, I was reading the list on Mother Jones of all these conspiracy theories, and then it said, you know, he didn't really kill Osama bin Laden. I was like,
the issue, like, the thing is though, that there's some conspiracy theories that are true. You know what I mean? Like they're just mixed in with the crazy fucking bullshit.
Right.
Just like the CIA thing. It was a conspiracy theory until it was uncovered, you know, like, so, and who would have thought that the CIA was bringing in tons and tons of drugs?
Right.
Nah. No, but you know, nah, that's whatever. No, it, you know, shit happens, you know, and the thing is too, they're going to do stuff, you know, that stuff's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be things, bad things that every president does, that every congressman does, that every senator does, you know, whatever. They have to make a decision and not all of them are going to be correct.
And I can't speak too much to the Osama thing with his death or alleged death or the missing body or whatever.
The whole thing seems, body,
but like, I haven't really dug in. I think that's definitely a show worthy, like looking at Osama bin Laden in general and like, how did he die and what was he like? Cause there's a lot of fucking weird shit going on
past.
There.
I mean, if you look at past like Nazi stuff, you know, like how, we won the war. Let's take in all these Nazis because we need their knowledge and technology.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? If you could use him to fight, you know, terrorists or use it to create some sort of terrorist, you know, acts to make money for war or for your agenda, why wouldn't you? And it might not be Obama who's doing it. I mean, there are government agencies who act on their own.
I don't know what the difference would be between saying he's fucking dead and we dumped his body overboard, or just saying he's arrested and we've got him in a fucking military prison in Guantanamo.
I think that they like it's just the pull the wool over the Americans' eyes.
Or
you
maybe
know?
The martyr factor. Maybe it's better if he's considered dead.
We're like, we won the war. Yeah. We killed him. You know, we killed him.
But it keeps the opponent from like using him to like, we have to free our brother. Like, look what he's doing to our leader. Like, I have no idea. I mean, I could see justifications for it on either side, but it was definitely a weird thing. I also read that he caused the Deepwater Horizon oil spill so that he could begin a process of radical environmentalism.
Yeah.
Which, again, he has a couple of months to implement.
That one's actually good.
He better hurry up.
He snuck on a boat.
Not if he has a third term.
He snuck on a boat.
Ooh.
He's quoted on a couple things to say. I expect to be dealing with these people for the next 8 to 10 years when he has like 2 years left on his term. Like he has lots of quotes like that. Like, I expect that I'll be dealing with these people.
Yeah, but when he says that's the thing about people like taking what people say literally for exact.
Right.
And when he's saying, I expect to be dealing with these people, he might be talking about the office, the U.S. He just you know what I mean? Like,
he'll be the chief financial officer for like Monsanto, because maybe his office, he has to go to the revolving door.
Oh, I think he'll. Yeah. I don't think he'll be beholden to anyone. He'll be a fucking self-sustained fucking millionaire, just giving talks and fucking
right.
Yeah, as a member of the Illuminati, he's going to be dealing with those people. Right. For, you know, years.
I was going to say, did you guys see his episode on comedians and cars getting coffee?
I did, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
They're not allowed to leave. Yeah. You just have to drive in a circle.
It's the Jerry Seinfeld show, which is really fucking, if you like stand-up comedy and like the idea of, because it's not like it's a stand-up comedy show, but he sits down with comedians and they talk about the theories of comedy and what it means to be funny. And I think it's a really interesting look at the psychology of humor and so forth. But some episodes are fucking amazing. Some of them aren't so good. But the one with Obama, and he always gets in a car and he takes him out to get coffee. And when he shows up at the White House in his car, the Secret Service won't let them leave. So they have to drive around in a circle at the White House. And they have to get coffee in the White House.
And Obama's, that's actually the only episode I've seen of that show. But Obama is funny, man. There's that part where they get out of the car and they go back to walk into the building. And someone hands him a cup of coffee, takes like one sip, hands it back and walks on.
Yeah.
He's all, that's gin. He's all, that's how we do it. And then they like let Seinfeld like sneak around the bushes. He's like knocking on the window, like come out, you know.
No, it's a funny show. And he's especially funny in it. So can I get to my all-time favorite perhaps that I got into? This is the one, and this was actually one that I had no fucking idea of and I wouldn't have even looked into it. But again, on that massive list of topics, listener Alexis Aris recommended that we look into the idea that the White House family are clones of ancient Egyptians.
I totally read that, yeah.
They're way bigger.
So yeah, probably. Yeah.
They didn't try to tie that scar on his head into some like Akhenaten.
Into some of that. Yeah. So the idea here is that at the base of it, he is a clone of the Pharaoh Akhenaten.
He does look like him.
His wife is a clone of the Pharaoh's queen Taiye, and that the children. I'm going out of sequence. I need to cover the craziness.
Get your grounds right.
Okay,
here.
Let me get my. So let me start here. There's a guy named Glenn Kanaday. He's an author for a thing called BeforeIt'sNews.com, a conspiracy theory website, and I'm going to read a quote from it. Would the Illuminati clone a pharaoh if they could do it? You bet they would. There are too many similarities between Obama and Akhenaten and Michelle and the Queen to not at least consider the possibility. And his physical comparison is he's looking at...
Maybe they Ed Geened him. He's just wearing a mask and there's a stitch mark.
Well, he's looking at a fucking 4,000-year-old corroded statue of an African. and saying, don't you see that it looks exactly like...
Well, white people think that all black people look alike.
This
oh, you this, fucker.
This fucking entire conspiracy is based around
racism.
All black people look alike. And it's like they put up a picture of Queen fucking Nye or whatever her name was. And then they put up a picture of Michelle Obama. They're and just, it's like...
They look alike. I'm going to look them up right now and see if I can tell the difference.
It's a black statue and a black lady. Like... But anyway, this is his account, Glenn Kanaday, and I don't know what this has to do with proving that he's an Egyptian clone, but this is his evidence of him being an Egyptian clone. Quote, basically the story goes that a man at the Democratic convention had met Obama earlier that day and spent about 20 minutes talking to him. Later, he saw Obama being dragged back to his hotel room by a group of people. Obama literally was not able to walk on his own, exclamation point. Security pushed everyone away from the door, but a few minutes later, he heard some strange chanting going on in the room. In about 15 or 20 minutes, they all came out of the room and Obama had tremendous energy. The guy walked over to him when he saw Obama coming down the hall, and Obama shook his hand but did not recognize him at all. Even though they had spent 20 minutes talking earlier that day, Obama shook his hand and said, "Nice to meet you." He didn't know him at all. Was it because the demon or Satan himself had now been summoned to possess Obama?
He's the president and he has a lot on his mind.
I think it's very possible that Obama is a clone. If evil can be done, then the Illuminati will do it. I'm sure we've been able to clone since at least the 1940s. He's fucking sure of it.
Since at least
our true technology is many decades or even more beyond what they tell us in the mainstream media that is used to control us. Obama could very well be cloned and used to house a demon. Of course.
Yeah. Why else would you
Why else would you clone somebody if you're not going to put a demon in them? One thing we know for sure is that Obama mocks God. He kills children with abortion. So he certainly serves Satan's agenda. So that was my first look.
This is the thing. So they're Egyptian doppelgangers, right? So they're made to look just like them.
Right.
There's a quote. These crazies quote a Bible verse, Revelation 17:8. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction.
There's another guy
that proves.
Yeah, that proves it. Yeah, I read a website from another guy named Freeman Fly, who's one of the main conspirators behind this Egyptian clone thing. And there's some other side points, but these are the main points he has to prove that he's a clone of Akhenaten. First of all, there's four, but I'm ignoring the one that he looks exactly like Akhenaten, as if we have any fucking clue what Akhenaten looked like. First, Akhenaten worshiped the sun, and Obama's campaign logo had the fucking sun on it.
Done. Well, there we go.
Done. But there's more. Wait, don't sign on just yet. Second, the guy...
I want my sign-on bonus.
The guy who played Apophis on the television show Stargate looked like Obama.
What? How does that matter?
A, no, he didn't. He's just fucking black. First, he doesn't look anything like Obama. He's just a light-skinned black guy. B, it's Apophis, not fucking Akhenaten. C, it's fucking Stargate, not real.
Yeah.
I like that movie, though, but I never understood how they lined up the symbols to get back. They found the symbols, but there wasn't like a mechanized, computerized Stargate on the other side. It was just like an abandoned gate with like stone ruins by it. Like, how did they apply the symbols for the address to get back?
I'm not a big enough Stargate nerd to possibly give you a reply.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying, though.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So Apophis / Apep is depicted in hieroglyphs as a serpent. Okay, so the guy being played by a guy who looks like Obama. So
great.
Obama had a pet snake in the right. Seventh grade.
No. So here's the thing. Obama looks like an Egyptian guy in a science fiction show who in ancient Egypt was represented by a snake. And everyone knows Obama wants to weaponize asteroids to hit the Earth. And one of the main asteroids he's looking at, get ready, 9942 Apophis, which is the same name as the fucking guy in the show, played by a guy who doesn't really look like Obama.
Where's the serpent tie-in?
Because in ancient
he's going to use the serpent to lasso.
Well, in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, Apophis was depicted as a serpent.
Why does that matter?
Because he wants to weaponize asteroids to hit the Earth.
Man.
A snake.
That is 27 degrees from
fucking. And then third or fourth, you know, Michelle looks like Akhenaten's wife, Tai. Mm-hmm. And then fourth, Akhenaten.
I have to agree. She does look like the statue.
So does Denzel, though. Denzel, I mean, that motherfucker is Akhenaten's spitting image.
And fourth, and this is what fucking kills me. This is what cinches the argument.
I can't tell Obama and Michelle apart.
If I was already having a doubt more than the Apophis Stargate connection, Akhenaten had two daughters. The real Akhenaten had two daughters out of wedlock with Queen Nefertiti.
Nefertiti.
Who in the real world and Obama has two daughters. And in the real world, Obama's two daughters are actually the daughters of Beyonce, who he's having an affair with. And Beyonce is actually a clone of Nefertiti.
Cheese and fucking rice. That is a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of crazy. Like
that's 2 pages of crazy is what that is. On my notes today, that's 2 fucking pages of crazy.
I think there's better ways to spend your time. And I think
good thing you said that at the end of this show. Yeah.
That ship already said you're an hour and 4 minutes late. Past that ship sailing.
If you want your life back, and we're sorry. It wasn't our fault. We didn't make this shit up.
There
are true conspiracies about Obama. These are not they. I don't know if we stumbled across any of these that are probably real, except for the wiener in the pants.
No.
I saw it move. Okay.
I have one. I don't want to
flicker.
You can't have long fingers and get away with it.
Again, try.
Yeah, Brent sees you.
Fool me once, man. Yeah. Shame on you, man. Trying to avoid
some of the politics, but still get into some of the conspiracies. Another listener named Clayton Love said, quote, do a show on the conspiracy. And I'd never heard this spin on it. You're going to know. He wanted us to talk about gun control and Obama.
Right.
But he said, do a show on the conspiracy that President Obama is not against guns, but is actually using the topic as a way to boost the economy by putting fear in American minds that they might lose their right to buy guns, in turn making people spend more money buying guns when they probably wouldn't have before, since he hasn't actually
gun rights.
So that conspiracy theory, which I hadn't heard, is the idea that Obama is trying to boost gun sales by making it look like he's going to restrict guns.
And I've heard that, and that's a good point. I more damage is being done by state lawmakers. These fucking idiots here in California are horrible, but more damage for gun control is being done by state than Obama. Obama has actually repealed and actually done a lot of things for guns.
Yeah.
And this is coming from me.
Yeah.
I actually looked into it. He has done some stuff. He has put in place some things, that, you know, are against guns.
Sure.
But, he has done a lot of stuff that has actually,
expanded
gun rights. And, so you can't really put all the bad things that are going on right now and people against guns on him.
Like he did the big one that I found was that he re-upped and enhanced the Brady Act, mm-hmm. which is the thing that causes universal background checks for gun buyers. And I even looked into that because I was like, how much does that actually restrict gun sales?
It doesn't.
When I looked between 2001 and 2011, there were 100 million background checks on gun sales, which means out of those 100 million checks, 70,000 people were denied guns. Out of 100 million, that's fucking nothing.
Yeah,
that is not that
if you have something in your background that doesn't let you get a gun, then that's what it is.
I mean,
the big thing with that is that the government is making money off the DROZ fees, which are the checks. Whatever, you know what I mean. Like if it costs an extra $25 to get a gun, whatever, you know.
And I even looked because it said that, you know, a lot of people get their guns taken back after the sale, and in that same time time frame, 1,786 guns were sold in the 3-day we can still do an investigation pending window and were taken back. So 100 million guns were sold and 1,700 were taken back, and only 70,000 were denied. And you would have been denied because you're a felon, because you're, but he did re-up that thing, but he didn't re-up the assault weapons ban that Clinton signed. He didn't do, like, I was surprised because so many people say he's trying to take away our guns. When I looked into it, I was like, no, really not.
Yeah,
at all.
No,
like you said, I think the states and different senators.
Yeah, states and senators and people who are very, very liberal are after them in certain states. California being one of them, New York being one of them.
California,
Chicago,
New York are kind of the worst.
Yeah, Chicago has actually like renixed a lot of their stuff. And let people conceal carry and stuff. So,
and again, it's
things
not even
are moving
just,
around.
When you look at the laws, like even if you don't follow gun laws, and just about any law that restricts anything starts in California and New York.
Yeah.
If there's a law that restricts alcohol, like age caps, if there's a law that restricts driving,
California,
if there's
New
a
York.
Law that like California and New York are the first one, fucking trans fats, like anything. I mean, I'm serious. Like anything that is restricted by the government tends to be restricted by California and New York first. And then everybody else starts to kind of restrict them using the, I don't know why that's the case, but that tends to be, tends to be the case.
Well, there's a lot of people in both of the areas, you know. I think that's what it comes down to, but whatever. I mean,
did you guys see that thing about Martin Lawrence? Apparently
Obama looks just like Martin Lawrence.
No, it's actually Martin Lawrence did a book report on ancient Egypt his senior year in high school, and him and Chris Tucker were actually pen pals, and that Obama really likes the movie Bad Boys.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, clearly something's fucking going on.
Like, yeah. And I can't tell the difference between all three of them. Mm-mm. I don't know who's who.
Well, not if they're standing like back facing you, if Martin's on a box.
Yeah. I mean, if you just showed me their faces, I couldn't pick out the president.
Martin's ears give it away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you just the faces, like,
which kind of reminds me of the Sphinx, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and when Martin dresses up as Shanae, he looks a lot like Michelle Obama, even with the
mustache.
Wait
a minute. Martin was Shanae?
Sorry.
Motherfucker. So there are so many conspiracies. A lot of them are just horrible.
Yeah.
Like they're just, every president has had their heyday with conspiracies. And
I'm really, you know, I'm really,
George Bush, George W. Bush was really bad.
I just think the internet social media has taken so much control.
This is out of control compared to Bush. Like this is fucking, I'm really curious to see the next one. I'm really curious whoever the fuck is going to be our next president. Are there going to be this many conspiracies?
Well, this is my issue. Like my issue is, and politically, kids are getting involved, you know, high school kids, you know, teachers are talking about politics in schools. My daughter's in the first grade, one of them, and her daughter's talking, or the teacher's talking about a little bit about politics and things going on. And I'm kind of not with that. Like you're not old enough. You don't do enough studying. You don't even understand certain words, you know, and you're worrying about politics.
Right.
Like, so one of the things I'm pissed off about, and I talked about shooting people who graffiti before or killing them. Yeah. You guys were like, oh, you're going to kill him for graffiti. Yes. I will kill you for graffiti. Because right now, if you drive by the back of my house on the wall on the street, it says, fuck Trump.
I have something
on
perfect
there
for you.
That
right
some
now.
Fucking kid who can't even write spelled it on my wall with spray paint. Like, and it's not my wall, it's city wall, but still I have to see that shit until they fucking put something on it.
Right.
Well, I saw this yesterday and I need you to explain yourself.
What is that?
I took that picture yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. See, but I was just saying that I recycle.
I took a picture of graffiti in the alley across my shop that says Brad across a dumpster yesterday.
See, but you can tell it's not
right
mine
under
because,
the word compost. It looks like it says compost Brad.
Yeah, and you can tell it's not mine because I spelt my name right, and that wouldn't be me. So no, I just have an issue with a lot of the things that the media is spreading, and you know, and these kids see stuff on the internet and have no interest at all and actually researching it or finding out what's really going on.
Right.
They just take whatever's given to them and they're stupid. Kids are stupid.
Even what's
kids are stupid.
Them,
we all know that.
And even what's given to everybody is just a fucking sound.
It's bullshit.
It's like someone, bullshit. You know, you can take someone talking for an hour and pick one out of context sentence and then put it on blast and make it look like they said some shit they didn't say.
Yep.
You know, it's,
really I agree. I mean, I think, I think, and this is something that I think people grab a hold of, you know, foreign policy, and immigration policy. If you don't understand the issue with immigration, then you shouldn't be voting. You shouldn't even be looking at anything, because if you want everybody to just come into this country and not have, you know, not have any rules or follow any rules and just allow people to come in, then we got an issue, you know? Right. So
my big question is, out of all the conspiracies about Obama, which one do you guys hope is true? Not think is true. Which one?
Oh, that he loves trannies.
Which one would you wish is true?
That he loves trannies.
It's the one that we didn't get to, about him murdering Joan Rivers for calling his wife a tranny.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He murdered Joan Rivers?
There's a
reporter. No, Michelle Obama. I saw Michelle murdered her.
A reporter walks up to Joan Rivers as she's walking in, and they're asking, like, what do you think will happen? Will we have a gay president or a female president or something? And she's like, oh, it already happened, honey. Like, in her whatever crazy voice. And she said, everybody knows that Michelle's a tranny. That's a man. And then she like walks up the stairs, and the reporter's like, whoa. And then it gets highly publicized because of all this stuff that's going on. And then she goes in for that crazy voice that she has to have an endoscopy done, like and a dies. Routine procedure, and dies. And people are tripping like, she didn't die. Well, she's
the thing is, though, like nobody knew that happened until she had surgery, but that didn't that happened at the same time.
Yeah, they said it's because it's like the propanol, whatever that is. It's the same stuff Michael Jackson died from. Yeah. There's some like Prince theory around it.
It put her to sleep for real.
She never woke up. Right, she's like 82 or something like that. Yeah,
exactly.
It was time. Ladies and gentlemen, it was time.
Yeah.
So. But there's a bunch of controversy behind that.
So that would be yours, that you, if one was true, you hope that was it?
I guess.
So it's all about the tranny. What do you think, Dave?
Well,
no, I want the Mars thing to be true.
Yeah, I'm torn between Mars and Egypt. It's just a matter of, I guess it's Mars. I hope it's Mars. I hope we have jump rooms to get you to Mars.
Yeah,
more than
be
I hope
cool,
we
yeah.
can clone ancient Egyptians.
Because, I mean,
Egyptians.
Does that really hurt us at all? Like, the DARPA has a jump room to Mars and they're studying on there. Like, that doesn't really hurt us.
Right.
As a people. You know what I mean? That actually advances us. So that one I think is legit. Like I hope that one's true.
Yeah. I hope young Barry was training to be president on Mars. Barry. The Illuminati trained him on Mars.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about birth certificate, like all that.
No, nah, there's
like,
so much.
Why not release that stuff though? That one's kind of weird. Like, why won't he give up his birth certificate?
I thought he finally did.
That's not true.
No, it's like allegedly he's born in Hawaii. Give the Hawaii one no birthing doctor, like no.
Hold on, let me get
there's a bunch of school records that aren't omitted correctly, like no transcripts from Harvard, apparently, allegedly. I don't know all that.
That was one I didn't look into.
Well, there's so many of them that are just not, I mean, not true, but
all of them.
Birth. Hold on.
Except for that pharaoh right shit, man.
Him okay, so Denzel. The birth certificate thing, the birth certificate is a forgery.
It's a bird certificate.
So Snopes calls that false.
Got it.
So the birth certificate.
Smart.
Yeah, birth certificate. Snopes calls it false. So
he's a canary.
So yeah, his I want to say he birth finally certificate, did reveal the birth certificate.
Yeah, his birth certificate apparently is real. So,
and I can see why you wouldn't reveal it.
Why?
It's like, because fuck you people. You're not asking any of the fucking white candidates to pull out a fucking birth certificate. Like, no one else has to pull out a birth certificate. Fuck you.
Nah, it's because his dad was from Kenya and they lived there when he was two or something. So it was like, when did they get there? I don't know.
Well, there's so much.
There was no debate as to whether someone was American
citizen. I see like your thing. Like, I say that he should have to link back his origin to where he came from and why he's a U.S. citizen. And if they put that in black and white, there wouldn't be any issue.
Right.
But they make it like, no, I'm not showing you anything. And then people go on and say, oh, that's fake. He does show it. Nope, that's fake.
Right, right.
You know, like, so.
I mean, politically, it wasn't a good call. I can see where as a gut shot reaction, you'd be like, fuck these people. I'm not showing you my, like, once everyone shows up with their birth certificate at the debate, I'll bring mine.
Yeah.
Until all of us have to prove our country of origin, then I'm pretty sure
you have to prove your country of origin to fill out the
I would think.
Application.
Yeah.
He'd probably already proved his. Right. you know, his case, and he doesn't need to show anybody his personal
information. Like I said, politically, that wasn't a good call. If you had it sitting right there and all these people are saying this shit, just fucking show it to them and shut their mouth. But,
yeah.
What do you think the application for presidency looks like? Is it kind of like the one at Jack in the Box?
It's just a standard application.
Yeah.
Like you download. Job
out. I think it's just a couple of boxes.
There's white out.
Are you U.S. citizen? Check. Yeah. Are you lizard person? Yes, no.
Yeah.
You know, have you
trained? if you're not lizard person, then what are you?
Right.
Like you have to
have
explain.
You trained on Mars? Yes, no.
Is your wife a tranny?
Right.
Yes, no.
Will you attempt to
are you Muslim?
Take over Texas? Yes, no. Just a standard question.
What is your stance on gun control? Strict, stricter, or even stricterness?
No, I think it's just what is your stance on gun control? Yes, no.
Like, yeah. You
know, I think it's all just they don't want that many choices.
Yeah.
It's a very simple Scantron form, you know.
That's funny. It's the general application. So,
well, that's all I got on Barry's. Scenario.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more. My suggestion is if you see something online, go check it out. You know, if you're really that into the scenario, you know, and whatever you see, go look at it, check Snopes, you know, you check around a little bit because there's a lot of stuff that circulated for years.
Right.
Years and years.
Yeah.
And it's false and it's been proven false and there's sources behind it and there's data.
That's the other key
nobody
thing
fucking looks.
Immediately look at where this fucking rumor is coming from.
Yeah.
Cause odds are it's some fucking wackadoo
fucking
or some
the onion
fucking
or, you know, somewhere. Yeah.
And with Photoshop and stuff.
Usually, usually you see something and you read like the first fucking two paragraphs of an article and you're like, oh, okay. And then you get into the third and the crazy comes out, you know, like the
like,
full-on fucking crazy.
Even like a fucking Obama thing, there was one and there's like a clip of him standing there and he's got his hand over his heart or he's saluting or fucking whatever it is. And I saw
somebody's
this a while back.
Quran in the
and there's like a pledge of allegiance is going on and he's not talking. And like everybody was like, he didn't have the respect to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And then when they got the original fucking tape, it wasn't the Pledge of Allegiance. It was the fucking song. And he wasn't saying the Pledge of Allegiance. He was just like saluting while the national anthem was playing.
Yeah.
And it's like, give me a fucking break. Like all you need is Photoshop. All you need is another fucking video editor.
Yeah.
Like, and you've instantly got a fucking conspiracy to go off.
You can put a sweet potato in Michelle's skirt with Photoshop.
Yep.
A sweet potato.
Yep.
Give her a nice bulge.
Yeah.
There's lots of zoomed in pictures of that.
Brent's really stuck on that one.
He really is. Yeah. I think he's in love.
That's his truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hot in a weird way.
Sponsors, Brent. We always go to you for sponsors.
All right. Thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce, for putting a bulge in my pocket.
And we're gonna we're gonna beat Dave after we get done recording for mentioning other sauces.
He will be abused. Yeah. So thanks, El Yucateco Hot Sauce, for making delicious sauces. Go find them at your local grocery store. If you can't find it, let me know. Thanks to Punky Brewster at Dark Side Graphics for our shirts and koozies. Thank you to Digital Creations for all the stuff you make for us. And Salt 7, if you haven't checked that out, it's something to look into. Floating's really cool. And thank you, printdirtcheap.com. That's where we get our stickers and other stuff. If you need stickers or printed items, you can use the code SOFAKING at printdirtcheap.com to save 10%.
You sound just like a commercial guy. And I think on the last episode, we forgot to thank Dan Camarillo.
We did.
Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu in Bakersfield. If you are around him and his brother from up north, brother from the same mother, they look alike. They do jiu-jitsu and MMA stuff and are awesome and they're legends in the community.
And he just like fucking choked out a criminal.
Oh, yeah, he did. He chased down a fugitive.
There was a high-speed chase from Mojave Desert through Bakersfield, and it ended in a collision in an intersection
like, right near the studio, right near the club.
He ran out in a gi. I'm going to assume barefoot.
I'm
because
sure
he had to be on the mat.
He didn't put his slippers on. Yeah. You know, his sandals.
So he ran out to see what the commotion was. Someone said, get him. As a guy was running from the hit and run scene as he collided from a car, running from the police, Dan caught him, foot swept him, took him to the ground and held him until the police came and took him away.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
What do you think as the cop?
you're like, fuck, that guy got around the corner. And then you run around the corner, there's a dude in a black gi tied a style with no shoes on.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And he put a fucking mask on when he ran out.
Bakersfield ninja just fucking got this guy.
I'm just most impressed with the no shoes, because you know if you're running outside and you step on one rock.
Oh yeah, that's gonna
one rock is over.
Yeah, you're going. If you're chasing somebody though, you're worrying about that.
Yeah.
So very impressive, Darren. Good job. Yeah. You can add that to your Denny's list.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, we'll be
I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I will die, I'm the shit, that's what Michelle said. Secret Service, but I got my own ass. See Hillary, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in D.C. with them Senate House killers. Barack the Black the Flame, one hood ass nigga. In the 6-4, bending corners, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress. A couple daughters, I'm so hood rich. My staff go hard, we be smoking. I pass bills, free shawty, no joking. And what I stand for, change, nigga. I'ma die for this country, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where's your trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crips fucking with me, G's in the vice lords. L.A.'s in the Miko, freestyle off the dome. President Barack, a flock of flame, it's fucking on. I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga.
Thank you.
Bringing change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die for this shit no matter what they say.
Understand.
Secret Service, but I got my own escape. See, Oprah, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in the shower with them hit squad killers. Oprah, fuck the flame, one hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. What's up, Prissy nigga? What's up, punk nigga? I got on that nigga, make your mama's mama get ya. Hope you got your killers with ya. Hope you got your niggas with ya. Hope your goons riding with ya. They gon' fucking miss you, nigga. Catch me in the hood, eating barbecue. When my father died, I said, fuck school. I put a nice suit on and got some marijuana. 8 years later, George Bush was a gotta. I run the military, nigga, if you want that beef. I give a long ass speech and put your ass to sleep. Shawty talk is cheap, so watch what you say. I'm the president of the fucking USA.
Hello?
Say, front yard, broad day with the SK. See Michelle, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in D.C.